My name is Elizabeth Dragon, and I am the city manager for the City of Franklin. It's no surprise that I'm here today. Obviously, the City of Franklin has an interest in this project. But what I want to talk about is the interest to the state. And I know that you've talked about some of these benefits already, so I'll keep it rather brief. But the tax benefits, I mean, we really, I don't think we can overlook those benefits. And Sarah was up here earlier talking about the benefits to the statewide education funding system. $7.2 million into the state of New Hampshire funding system for education is huge. It's not just for Franklin, it's for the entire state. Also, the tax benefits locally for all the different communities. I know that just recently there was an estimated, a sheet of estimated tax benefits for various communities along the proposed route, and I'm interested to see as we go forward if some of my colleagues, if they change their mind as they see some of these numbers that come out that weren't originally estimated, because their towns are struggling just like ours. We're struggling every single year to balance a budget with, you know, and meet the needs of the people in our community. And I think that it makes a difference. It makes a difference to a lot of these communities, and it makes a big difference. The other thing is, every time we get a project that's proposed before us, most of the time they impact our services. If we get a Walmart, or maybe it's some other large organization, there's a tax benefit, but there's also an expense to that project. There's an expense to provide services, whether it be fire, police, or whatever it may be, children in school. This project, this converter station and these lines, would not create additional expenses for us in our budget, nor would it any of the other communities that it's coming through. And jobs. We talked about jobs. A couple of people have talked about jobs. And yes, some of those jobs will likely be union jobs. But with these jobs come people. People to all of our communities throughout the state of New Hampshire. 1,200 people for 1, 2, 3 years. And from those people, there is an economic spinoff to all of your businesses. These businesses that are in your community struggling to pay their bills every year that come to us at the city or come to you as their representatives and they ask you for help in order to get by. These jobs bring people. These people bring businesses. Bring business, whether they're stopping to get a piece of pizza or they're going in and they're buying something to bring back for their wife, it makes a difference. And even if the smallest difference is important when we're struggling with difficult economic times. And I think, you know, one of the other points is that it's not these jobs and the people that are they're bringing to the community, it's not going to be enough to create a new business in your town, but maybe they'll be able to put in a new floor that they've been putting off at that pizza place because now they have this increased activity for a few years. It does make a difference. The other thing is renewable energy, and we can debate what renewable energy is, and we can debate how does it qualify, but this is a renewable energy project. And in a time when we are all talking, we all have energy committees in our communities, and we're all talking about how to reduce our carbon footprint and how to make a difference in the world, this is an important factor to consider. In Franklin, we just went to single stream recycling because we want to do something to go green in Franklin. And this is a project that does bring renewable energy to New England. The other thing, and it is important to remember, this Hydro-Quebec project is entirely participant paid. Many of these other projects that are brought in, they put that cost on the ratepayer. It's not being borne by the ratepayer, it's being borne by the person who's doing the actual project. And I guess lastly, I wanted to just say, you know, every time you get a project, it comes before your planning board, it comes before your community, there are people that are for it and there are people that are against it. But during that process, people have an opportunity to be part of the process and have their concerns heard. And at the end of that process, hopefully we've come up with a compromise that works for everyone. That's what's happening right now. There are meetings about routing and preferred routing and alternate routings, whether or not you want the higher towers and the shorter right-of-ways or whether you want the shorter towers and the wider right-of-ways. We have a say. We have the ability to be part of the process. And I think that it's so important that people take the time, they learn about it, and instead of just hearing buzzwords, and they become part of the process, and they really look to become part of what is that end product going to look like. I mean, and I'm going to use this example. We heard a cell phone today, right? Everybody wants to use their cell phones. At all the meetings I go to, everyone's got their cell phone. It's sitting right in front of them at their table. But nobody wants a cell phone tower in their town. You know, but if I drove through your town and I couldn't use my cell phone, I'd be annoyed. Well, we all want to have energy, and we all want to go green, and we all want to have renewable energy, and we all want energy that costs, that stabilizes the cost over a period of time. We have to figure out a way to get from point A to point B. And so this project is vital to Franklin. I didn't even talk about how vital it is to Franklin because I want people to understand it's not just Franklin, it's the state of New Hampshire. Thank you.